Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I am your host, Adri P. If you are new to the podcast and you are stopping by today, what is up? Thank you for doing so. And if you are a returning listener, I appreciate the heck out of you. Today is a write-in submission. Oh my gosh. I love doing these things because I think they're so fun. And on that note, please send me your write-in submissions. I'm taking them all the time via Instagram, email. I prefer email, but I will take them in any way, shape, or form. I just want to chat with you all the time, basically. So let's get started. This one starts, "Hi, Adri. My name is Michaela. I've actually spoke to you back and forth a few times on Instagram for the past few months, but I've been struggling with something that I'm sure other people that listen to this podcast and on your social media platforms would relate to. And also something I know you've done in the past, long distance relationships. I've been in an on and off, on again, off again, long distance relationship with a girl that I was previously best friends with for 4 years prior to us dating. I live in Arizona and she lives in Washington. We were great friends for years and met in person twice before we ever even talked about dating. We ended up essentially confessing our love for each other and began dating. The beginning of our relationship was great. We talked every day, saw each other frequently, and just had so much fun together. Both of our friends and family were always commenting on how they could tell how in love we were and how happy we both looked. My friends would always joke about how they better be invited to our wedding. I was incredibly happy and was certain that this was the woman I would marry. Unfortunately, over time, we started to go downhill. I think it partially had to do with that being the first long-distance relationship for both of us and not knowing exactly how to go about it, but also us really struggling with our mental health. Both of us lost ourselves in the relationship. We both became extremely depressed, stopped taking care of ourselves, stopped loving ourselves. We both neglected our own needs and wants so we could satisfy the other's needs. And so many boundaries were crossed on both ends. A lot has happened that I won't share out of the courtesy of her privacy, but since I know you've been in a long-distance relationship and have struggled with mental illnesses, I wondered if you had any guidance. We have unfortunately been broken up for months, but we'll still stay in touch with each other. We have undeniable chemistry and unconditional love for each other. We still want so badly for it to work out between us, but it feels like we have just tried basically everything to make it work, and it just seems to get worse. We both destroyed each other in our relationship, brought out the worst in each other in arguments, and just overall lost ourselves and who we are. We are both individually trying to put ourselves back together, heal, learn how to love ourselves again. I guess my question for you I have is, and the advice I'm looking for is, when do you know how to let go and move on completely? Neither of us want to, and we don't want to give up on one another. We have both agreed in order for it to work and to work out and to get to a place where we were at the beginning, if not even better, we have to heal individually and work on ourselves. Is it possible to have a balance of taking care of yourself and your mental health while still building a relationship with another person? Or are we just hurting ourselves more by not letting go? Also, side note, I'm so proud of you for starting a podcast and putting your personal information out on social media platforms so you can help other people. I'm so glad that people, including myself, have a safe space to come to. Your podcasts and TikToks have made me feel less alone and made me feel more motivated to keep going every single day. Thank you so much for that. Sincerely, Michaela." I appreciate that. What the heck? Michaela, I really do appreciate that last little tidbit. It makes me, I can't even describe how it makes me when any of you reach out in any sort of form saying that my podcast and my Instagram and my TikToks really make you feel less alone, because that's all I want to do. I feel like I stress that enough on here, especially during my write-in submission like episodes. That is all I want to do. I just want every single person to feel value, like seen and heard, and just like they matter. And I'm so glad that that is what you are getting from all of my stuff, and I appreciate you so much. While I do have, I guess, like experience in this realm with what Michaela is asking, I do want to be very blunt and be like, I am in no way a professional and everyone has a different experience and you truly are the only one who knows your experience and knows what is best for you to do. But I am here to offer advice and I'm really happy that Michaela wrote in and I feel like a little honored that you want to know my advice about your situation. So let's break it down. First, I want to answer the question that Michaela ended her write-in with. Can you work on yourselves while also working like together in a relationship? Yes. But there's a lot to it. From personal experience, you are fully capable of working on yourself while also being in a relationship only if you and your partner have a very clear understanding of what the other is going through and you both have a very clear support system for the other and it does not get toxic. Sometimes our partners will be like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's fine. Like, I'm sorry you're struggling, yada, yada, yada. Let me know how I can help. But then they get easily annoyed or they get easily, I guess, like just upset when you are having a bad day and it might not be at the most convenient time. Maybe you guys are out on a date or something, or you had plans to do something and you're just having a really bad mental day and they get upset. That right there is not like, you're not going to be able to focus on yourself and your healing and what you need if they don't have a clear understanding and support of what you are going through. Especially with mental health, our bad days cannot be planned. And sometimes, and I think this is what a lot of people don't understand, is like, yes, sometimes, most of the times, I am creating my own reality of a bad day and my brain has done all of the work to do that. But I can't convince my brain that my brain did it to come back to reality, to be present in the moment. I am just focused on the hurt that I'm feeling inside and the way that my brain is making me feel. And when that happens and people don't understand that and they say that it ruins the day or whatever, like that will just continue to tear you down and like deteriorate you and make you feel worse than you did in the first place. Also, from personal experience, don't ever let someone tell you like, you need to learn how to live with this because this is going to affect you the rest of your life, or tell you that they're embarrassed about you because of your mental health. Like, that is just a recipe for disaster. And I've been there. I have gone through that, unfortunately, in past relationships. And it's really shitty because this person is saying one thing and being like, yeah, like, I will support you, I understand. And then the second that shit goes south, they are like, what the fuck? Like, they're just like, their support is no longer there. And they are angry because you, in quotes, ruined something. And working on ourselves is really hard. But I truly do think it is possible in a relationship, because the relationship that I am in now has pushed me to learn more about myself. I am healing myself in ways that I didn't even know that I needed to be healed. I am facing and confronting things that like I've needed to address and things like that, like within myself. And I have someone standing next to me who is such a strong like support beam in my life. So I truly do think it is possible to work on yourselves while you're also working on your relationship together. It just really takes like a special kind of person and a very deep understanding of not every day is going to be great. And at any second, like things are going to hit the fan. And I like, for me lately, I've been having a lot of panic attacks and it just comes on really like abruptly and just very random. Like my brain will think one thing and I'm all of a sudden I can't breathe and I'm hyperventilating and I'm crying. And I can't seem to catch a breath. But luckily, Madison is very understanding and she's just there to offer comfort rather than advice and just like being there with me in the moment to try to bring me back to the current reality instead of where I am at in my head. Now, before I say this next thing, I am not giving you any advice on what you should do in this situation. I am just stating things for how I see them. Whether you have, like, you can have undeniable chemistry with someone, but it doesn't always mean that that's the person for you. Now, don't let that get you sad. I don't want that to hurt your feelings in any way. You can do what you wish with this relationship. This is completely in your hands and this is your world. I'm just a third party looking in. And like you said, we've chatted on Instagram and things like that. You can have undeniable chemistry with someone and they're just not the person that you should be with, like long term. Yes, you can have fun with them and you can enjoy the now with them and things like that. But if there's things that are lacking in the relationship and you're only banking on chemistry, it's not going to work out. A piece of advice I would give, I mean, this whole thing is a piece of advice, but I would say really figure out what you need in a relationship and what you want from a relationship and what you can bring to a relationship in order to make your decision about this whole situation with this girl. Because knowing your needs that you like, you're absolutely like deal breakers, like things that have needs that have to be met by your partner and things that you are bringing to the table, like know those things. Because otherwise, if you just like, if you have an idea of what you want and you're like, okay, well, maybe down the line, like I can like teach them how to show me love that way, or I can teach them to do that thing, or I can hopefully change the thing that they do. It's not, don't bank on change either. Do not bank on it, because that's what I was hoping for. I was hoping for change in a relationship that should have ended at the 3-month mark, and I was in it for 2 years because I was banking on change and I was taking their word and just being like, okay, I trust you. You're going to change these things. Like I've brought up like how it affects me and things like that. And it never changed. It never did. You can't bank on change unless you are seeing true, like their actions matching their words. Actions are huge in a relationship. You can say one thing all damn day and then do another. And if it doesn't align, like if the words and the actions don't match, it's not, their actions speak louder than words. As much as that saying is like cliche and things like that and just basic, like truly look at people's actions when you are making decisions about their place in your life. Now, I want to talk about your point, how you stated that both of you lost yourself in this relationship. And losing ourselves in relationships isn't like, it's not like horrible. As I've learned through research and things like that, like, it is bound to happen, because when you think about it, you are spending, like, if this is like a long-term relationship, you are spending in, I know you guys are long distance or were long distance, but when it is in person and it is long-term and it is like a serious relationship, you are spending so much time with this person that you will lose parts of yourself. But the most important thing is to still know who you are deep down inside and have your individuality. Jeez. Making sure that you have space and time to be your own person is, I think, like the most important part of a relationship. Like there needs to be times when you are away from your person and you are able to do like the things that fill your cup. And it's okay to do things that you enjoy without like your partner. Like it's okay. You need to miss them. Missing them, it makes like your bond stronger and your connection stronger, because then when you come back together and you get back together, it's like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with you. Like I just wanted to hang out with you this whole time. And I'm so glad that I have this time with you right now. And I think it's kind of, it's very like mature. I think that you both acknowledge that you destroyed each other in this relationship. And should you two decide to try again, you know, like how each other like kind of like functions, I guess. And I hope that you've learned kind of each other's triggers. I think that's another big thing when being in a relationship where like you're trying to work on yourself and you're also trying to work on the relationship, but you're also trying to be there for your partner, is kind of like knowing each other's triggers and being like a support beam, while also like acknowledging the shitty parts of each of you to then work on it together and to fix it and to like kind of fix the turn the shitty thing into something great. And speaking to the part where you said that you both put you both put the other's needs before your own, that is going to happen because we think that in a relationship we have to do everything for our partner and be there for them and not do anything for ourselves. But that's not the reality, because as you both have experienced, you deteriorated, your whole relationship fell apart because the other person's needs weren't being met. And it kind of comes with like a, I wouldn't say trial and error, but it's finding that balance between doing things for your partner, but also doing things for yourself. Like lately I've really been into cooking and I'm like obsessed with trying to be like someone on like MasterChef, like trying these like new recipes and things like that. I love cooking. That time for me to cook fills my cup. And Madison really likes when I cook for her. So I am filling her cup. Finding like things like that, that you're filling up your own cup, but your partner is also feeling like cared for and supported. Things like that will help you both ensure that your partner's needs are met and your own needs are met. I hope that makes sense. Next thing I want to touch on is your little bit about how you guys, you both agreed that you want to get back to the place you were in the beginning of your relationship, if not better. And I do think that's possible. It is completely possible to work towards a beautiful relationship together, but it requires work from both parties. It can't just be one person trying to fix everything and trying to fix even things that their partner, like only their partner can fix. Trust me, I've been there. Like, I tried to change myself in so many ways because the other person wasn't doing the work in the relationship, and I was willing to try to make it work, and it didn't work. It truly comes down to the other person's want to change and their ability to see that they need to change in order for any change to even happen. Because if it's just all on one person, that person now feels they completely don't know who they are, and they're trying to bend over backwards for a person who clearly does not give a fuck about them. When someone wants to be in your life, they will actively work to make it work. And that doesn't mean either person has to completely change everything about them. If that is happening, it's not the right thing. There are so many people in this world, and it's not always going to be the first person you meet that's going to work. And the fact that there are so many people in this world and we're all so different, that means like there is someone who aligns perfectly with you. And sometimes, at least like for me and Madison, when we talk about it, we both like thought that we were never going to find someone to like potentially spend the rest of our lives with, because we felt like we were so unique and we were so different. And each person that we were like dating and things like that, it always ended up not right. Like it always ended up in a breakup, and it something always happened and had to leave the relationship. But when you find the person, I promise you, you will know. You will not, I mean, I'm not going to say you won't have any questions. You will have some questions, and there will be some like, what? But it's very much, it's support is what you will feel, and just undeniable. Like, I'm here for you. I'm here for us. Like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this together. To answer your question about like the second part of your question about being in a relationship and also working on yourselves, are you hurting yourself more by not just letting go? That is only something you can know. If you and this person are willing to like be there for the shittiest parts of each other's day and not shit on the other person for having a shitty day, great. I feel, and like, that's not like the only thing that you both can collectively agree to like be and like work on. You can 110% grow with someone individually and together. But if, and I'm not, I don't want this to come across anyway. If you are thinking, am I hurting myself more by not letting go of this relationship? You might be. And I'm only saying that because in my past relationship, like the one that really fucked me up, I had that thought. Like, I remember one of my roommates in college, she like said something. She was like, why don't you give her like an ultimatum? Like, she needs to know that you are not just sticking around for her. And I was like, no, like, that's mean. Like, I would never do that. And she's like, she just did that to you. And I was like, oh. And then like I had like another, like later on down the line, I was like, I'm like hurting in this. Like, how, like, why am I, what is so special about this person? And nothing, okay, in the off chance that she listens to this, nothing was special about that relationship. Nothing. It was my first like real like gay relationship, I guess that could be the only special thing, but it was a shit show. It was a dumpster fire. And looking back on it, there were so many times that I know I thought about letting go, leaving the situation, leaving the relationship because I was hurting so much inside, and this person had hurt me so much, and I didn't. And I didn't because what was I banking on? Them to change and their words. They're really good with their words. And if their actions don't match up with their words, that is just manipulation. So yes, I do think you can grow in a relationship while you're also growing individually and you're working on yourself. It just takes a lot of communication and constant care and support for each other, and knowing that
you're both struggling and life is hard. Life is so fucking hard. Like, there's a lot happening right now. Like, it's crazy how much, like, things that we have to work through, like, as a society. Like, it's just kind of bonkers to me. But you can work on yourselves together and individually, and, like, it doesn't have to be a separate thing. Because if you think about it as being a separate thing, like, are you ever truly going to be completely healed or ready for a relationship, or, like, not ever experience, like, down times or depressive times or anxiety or panic attacks? Like, if you really think about it in that way, as it being separate, then we should all just be single for the rest of our lives, because hard things come up, whether we expect it and we're able to plan for it, or it just comes out of the blue and all of a sudden we're just on the floor crying and having a panic attack. Like, you have to pick someone who's willing to work with you, and you also have to do the work too. It literally cannot be one-sided. In order for it to work, it has to be both parties actively working and pursuing the same goal of working together in a relationship, but also focusing on ourselves and healing ourselves and becoming better people. And last little thing I want to leave you with. One thing I've really learned lately is to listen to that little inner voice. Really listen to it. If it puts any sort of, like, thought into your brain, evaluate the thought, resonate with the thought, hang out with the thought, like, think about it and kind of, like, do, like, a little, like, internalization about it and ask yourself, like, why am I thinking this way? Like, what events or, like, things have happened that have made me feel this way and have brought up this, like, thought, I guess? And kind of just, I don't know, listen to it. Like, I feel like, although we're all different, we all have our own, like, knowledge of what we need and what we deserve. And that little voice is supposed to protect us and help us and guide us. So I would just tune into it a little bit more, like, really lean into it. Michaela, I appreciate you for being vulnerable and your willingness to write into the podcast and share this whole experience with everyone who listens to the podcast. Like, that takes some balls, dude. And I also appreciate you for listening to the podcast and our conversations that we've had on Instagram. Like, thank you so much. Like, I love conversating with everyone who reaches out to me, whether it be on TikTok or Instagram. If you're listening to this right now and you have something you want to share on the podcast, or if you have something you want to share with me, you can write in whenever. Like, it doesn't always have to go on the podcast to share with everyone. You can write in even if you just want to chat with me and just kind of, like, figure things out and, like, navigate it together and things like that. But I'm always accepting write-in submissions. Please send me them. I love, like, this, I don't know, it's just, like, a different level of, like, connection than just, like, my normal podcast episodes. So directions on how to send in a write-in submission are going to be in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget, I am offering subscription-based content, which means you just get an episode every single week. You get an episode on Monday instead of just Wednesday. So you get Monday, Wednesday. Like, that's so cool. You get to hang out with me another day of the week. Subscription-based content link is also in the show notes. And my merch is out. It is out there. It is out in the world. Order it. Go order it right now. I ordered mine. I'm still waiting for it to come, but I'm super excited. I'm just jazzed about it. I told you I was trying to make a design that I absolutely loved, and I finally created one with the help of my friend from college because I was not able to do it by myself. But the links and to the subscription-based content and to the merch will also be included in the show notes of this episode. And with that being said, if you made it this far in the podcast, I appreciate you for listening and just hanging out with me today. If you were a new listener and you came by to check out the podcast today, I hope you enjoyed your time and I hope you come back next week. And if you are a returning listener, I appreciate the heck out of you. As your host, I am Adri P, and I will see you all next week or Monday, depending on the things. But I will see you all later. Peace out.